Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon and happy Tuesday, everyone. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. In spite of everything else happening in the world, we are all blessed to be here today. And I'm super, super, super excited today because I have someone that we'll be talking with today that she might not remember, but I remember seeing her many, many times as she was a little child. And now she is grown to be not only a beautiful young lady, but one of the most talented and chart-topping recording artists, Miss Kayla Waters. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you might not recall this, but I used to run into your mom and dad in Jessup, Maryland, in the stores and the grocery stores when you were a little girl. You and your sister both.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, you guys used to, because you guys were local then, and well, your mom still is. Dad's not in the area, but yeah, you guys were local back in the days when you were a little girl.
So how are you, sweetie?
I'm
good, you know. I'm just, all I can say is I'm blessed. You know, I have been blessed throughout this year in the midst of this pandemic and some loss. I'm just happy to say, hey, I made it almost to the end of the year. So I'm blessed.
Amen, amen. And there's much, much good things to come through for 2021, musically, personally, and the whole nine yards. We just got to be patient.
That's right. We just got to be patient.
Yeah. Well, tell me something, Miss Kayla. Oh, wow. First of all, for those of you who have been living under a rock, this young lady is the one and only the iconic Mr. Kim Waters' daughter, just in case you didn't know that. But like I said, you would have to be living under a rock not to know this. You are just an amazing young lady, musically and otherwise. When did you start? I mean, I know the whole story, but tell us, when did you start your interest in music?
Growing up, my dad told me that before I was one, I believe like around 10 months old, I would just kind of start banging on the piano in the living room, and you know, I didn't know how to play, but I just would sit there and try to figure out how to play. And so I finally started taking lessons at six, and you know, it's just kind of been upward from there. I studied all through middle school, high school, classically, and then I went to the Nathan School of Music in Baltimore, and I studied there while I was in high school, and then I took it all the way, and you know, ended up being a piano performance major at Howard University, and I got my degree in classical piano. But all throughout my, you know, adolescent years, early 20s, I was playing at church, and so that's how I kind of developed an ear. You know, of course, growing up around my dad, that was a big jazz influence, and so even though I had one spectrum on the classical side, I was, you know, playing in church and hearing a lot of jazz and hearing all the music that my parents raised us up on. And so I my skill set is just a big melting pot of a lot of different styles and a lot of different genres. But I just knew at a young age that music is what I wanted to do. I could remember, you know, being 15 years old saying I wanted to be an artist, or I wanted to be a musician. I didn't know I was going to be a solo artist. I thought I was going to be a background keyboard player. But, you know, as I began to learn a little bit more about myself, I knew that writing was a passion of mine, and I, you know, had my own sound and my own voice and my own message that I wanted to push out to the world. And so here we are.
Wow. Mm-mm. So you are on your second album.
Yes, I've got two albums out. Apogee was my debut record that came out February 24th, 2017. And then Co-Evolve is 2 years old, and that came out October 26th, 2018. And I'm in the process of working on my third one. So hopefully that will be out hopefully by spring, late spring next year.
Wow. Now tell me something. How was it for you being raised, knowing that your dad was who he is? How did, you know, besides influencing you, but how did it feel to have a famous dad in the house?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting that you say that, because, like, growing up, he was always just dad to us. Like, you know, he was the type of dad that, you know, he did a lot of shows on the weekends, but during the week, like, I remember when we were younger, our dad, you know, my mom had to be to work early, my dad would do our hair, and he would wake up and make us breakfast.
I can't see that.
Oh, I'm good. Braids buns, they make us eggs, Prima wheat, all types of stuff. So he would wake up at 5:30 with us, and yeah, make sure we were ready for school. And so he was a dad, like a real dad. And so, like, to see him on stage was always like a treat. Like, oh my god, dad! Like, we see him at home and we play games with him, and now, you know, he's on stage. All these people are like, that's my dad. So it was a cool experience. It didn't really hit me that my dad was, like, quote unquote famous until probably like when we were in the third or fourth grade, and I remember our school had asked our dad to play at one of our assemblies. And so me and my sister, we didn't know that he was going to play, and we were like, we were in the same class, and I looked at Kimberly, like, Kimberly, dad is here, he's playing. So then everyone was like, oh my gosh, that's their dad. And, you know, so then that was kind of like the first moment, like, okay, I guess our dad is, like, somebody notable here.
Oh, my God, that is something else. Now, you're a Howard alumni. You do a lot of work for your church as well, not only musically, but you do, you know, you're very dedicated to your church. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So I'm the minister of music or music director at my church. It's called Grace Brethren Church of Clinton. It's actually in Prince George's County, Maryland. It's about 15 minutes from me. I live in D.C. and from the Peach County side. So I've been there for it'll be 3 years in February. I love serving, you know, through the pandemic. I've, you know, remained faithful, and we've actually still been having services, just, you know, reduced capacity. And so it's been a joy to serve. And that's a big part of who I am. I'm a worshiper. I, you know, consider myself a minstrel, and I just enjoy giving my gifts in the first place. So I really love serving, and that's a big part of who I am.
Amen, amen. Well, I am going to take a second, and I would like to start and play the one song that brought it all together for you, that started everything, that started this journey, this beautiful journey you're in. And that is I Am. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I am going to play that. And this is from Miss Kayla Waters' first album, her debut album, Apogee. I say things. So am I saying correctly?
It's Apogee.
Apogee. Okay, well, from her first album, Apogee, and here's the song that started everything for this beautiful young lady, I Am. Here it is, an Up Close and Personal.
Thank you.
plain beautiful. Seeing you perform is like, not only does it give me chill bumps, but your face, your body, I mean, it's like you're all engrossed in what you're doing. It's like you're the only person in that room when you're playing, but then still connected to the audience. And it's such a joy to see you play.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, I said no, thank you.
No, it is. And that was the song that started it all, that album. And, I mean, it's been upward from there. I mean, that album itself hit the charts, not just the track, but the album itself, as I recall. Is that correct?
Yeah, that track, I Am, actually went number one. So my very first single was number one on Billboard.
Isn't that
amazing?
Something?
Yes.
Isn't that something? And then from then on, you were playing, you know, you were on your own, I guess. I'm not sure. I guess you will tell us. But then I recall when you joined Trippin' and Rhythms.
They're,
headed by Jeff Lunt and Les Cutmore.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was so blessed because, you know, my dad and I, we produced Apogee together. And so, you know, actually when I was working on that album, I learned a lot about producing, and that's how I was able to really get into production, from watching my dad. But anyway, we had finished that album, and my dad was like, you know, Kayla, this album is too good to just sit on the shelf without the right marketing and promotion. And so we began to, you know, shop the album and see if we could get anybody to bite at it from different labels. And we had tried a couple other different labels, but a lot of people were kind of skeptical about getting fans because I was new, nobody knew my name, you know. But Trippin' and Rhythm, they gave me a chance, and we gave them a finished product, and I'm just grateful because we, in most cases, you can't do that. You know, they have a lot of labels, they'll want to change some stuff up, they'll say, oh, this song won't work. But we had finished the album, and we said, look, this is what we have, we want to put this out, we don't want to make any changes to it, and they were open to doing that. And you know, I think Trippin' and Rhythm and Les and Jeff, I think they know that they made a good decision as well. So it was a win-win for both of us.
Yes, it is. And I always say this because, I mean, whenever they have a new artist, or even the current artist that they've been having for a while, I always say that somehow they end up with top-notch musicians. I mean, and they always on someone's board, you know what I'm saying? And
right,
they are really, really good at what they do, but then they also have good people to work with, you know? So because it's all like, it's all about the product, and you are the whole package, really, you know? So, yes, they are very lucky, and you are lucky to have them. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now, then you started on your second album, Co-Evolve, and
right,
that album, just as the first one and then some, is magnificent from track one to the end.
Thank you.
What, Kayla, inspired you to write this album, to do this album?
So, Co-Evolve is personal because it's all about growth. It's all about, you know, my time underground. The album cover is the picture of me underground, and this little leaf is the O in Co-Evolve. It's like this little leaf springing out the ground, symbolizing new growth. And, you know, 2018 was it was an interesting year for me because I spent a lot of time with God, and He had been showing me some things about myself and, you know, some beautiful things, some areas of improvement. And so it's really, to me, it's like my love story or my intimate love letter to God, you know. Like the first song, Zephyr, A Fresh Breeze, A Fresh Wind, and that's kind of like the wind of God, you know, just blowing over me. And then Black Cove is the process of going underground, and Little Mustard Seed, you know, having faith the size of a mustard seed, and obsidian rain, you know, water nurtures the seed, and different songs like Cocoa Earth, Taste and See That the Lord is Good, and Sweet Agape, The Love of God, Signs and Wonders. And so I'm a very writer, and I like to tell stories with my album. So, you know, like some artists, they'll just randomly name their song titles, you know, whatever, but I'm very meticulous about the titles of my songs, creating music that fits the titles, and even the placement of the titles on the album, because I want, as people are listening, I want them to see a storyline in their head. So I'm very
People say, well, why do I'm always asking what was behind the song titles, and that's because I know it has a story. And I mean, even though at the time that I don't know the story, but when I'm listening to it, you could tell the artist is trying to say something. And any regular person that is not talking to the artist, well, then we project our own story with each song, you know. But then when we get to speak with you and get the information, then you could really, really feel what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's a, you know, it you can feel it. You can feel the music that the title comes from somewhere. It came out of a place. It may have came from joy. It may have come from pain. It may have come from learning or love. But, you know, the song comes from somewhere, like you said.
That's right. Yep. And another thing I love about your album, working with musicians a lot like I do and getting all the music that I do, it's funny because your album, all the tracks are over 4 minutes. Nowadays, when musicians submit their music, they are being mandated that it can't be over 4 minutes, otherwise it won't get no airplay. But your music gets airplay. Your music has been number one, and they are all good lengths. You know, if you could tell a story in three minutes, a good story. Yes, I understand that, but I like the length. You know, it's like I don't want you to stop playing. Put it this way. I think every song should have a long version in this album, at least.
I know. See, that's why I like the live show, because it's like you get the album plus, then you get the longer versions, the extended versions, the live. You know, the album is kind of like a prelude to what you'll hear.
A prelude, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to play, now here I go again, me and my pronunciations,
Zephyr.
Okay, I would like to play that. I think that song is just beautiful. And the cover, when that single came out, like you said, it's just so unique. You got really, really creative with your covers. Who did them for you? I mean, I'm pretty sure you created them.
Well, I had the concept, and I actually found this website online that does creative design. So I kind of told them, hey, this is what I'm looking for, you know, the daffodils blowing in the wind, and, you know. So I was blessed that God gave me design in my head, and then I had to just relay that to the graphic designer. So I did come up with the concept.
Nice. Okay, well, here it is. And it actually is a track number one on the album, Co-Evolve, from Miss Kayla Waters. Here it is. such a happy song. It is just so beautiful. Wow. Kayla, you have really outdone yourself because you are, for what I understand, the first female pianist composer.
Yes.
To have hit the charts for as long as you did on number one.
Yes. That actually, this year, I actually received something in the mail from Trippin' and Rhythm and Billboard. I got a plaque in the mail honoring Steve Mann, and you know what an honor! What an honor to be the first female composer producer to achieve that. And you know, I'm truly humbled and blessed and just grateful to God for that accomplishment.
I love your love for God, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people say, well, I'm a God-fearing person, but no, you walk your walk. definitely are one of the good ones.
Yeah, look, it's an everyday pursuit for me.
to know that you have accomplished this so far in so little time, because I mean you've been out what, 3 years? 17 was the first album. Yeah, in 3 years, look what you have accomplished. Is there anything in the near future that it's inspiring you to achieve?
I kind of like to think of my gifts as being layered, like they've been stacked on one at a time. So, you know, of course, playing the piano is my first gift. Then, you know, after I got out of college, God began to develop my gift of songwriting, composing. So I began to hone my own sound. So that's two. And then the next layer after that is producing. And I love producing. So Bob, I did most of the production on that. My dad still added a couple little bells and whistles with all the programming of the drums and the bass lines and the strings and all of that stuff. I did that on my own. I'm really, really passionate about producing because it really allows me to tell stories. So I can handcraft and handpick what I want these songs to sound like. And I think that that's a gift. And so the next thing that I want to get into is film scoring. So, you know, I love storytelling. I'm like, you know, let's put that to use somehow. Why not score or compose for film? You know, so that's something that I definitely want to get into. So definitely film scoring and producing for other clients and other artists as well. My production company is called Pure Key Productions, LLC.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
See, and I'm 199.9% sure that will not only be happening, but it will be successful as well.
Yes, ma'am. I'm praying on that. Thank you.
Most definitely. Now, out of this beautiful album, do you have a favorite song? Or which one did you have the most fun doing? Or which one is the one that means the most to you? Which one of these is your favorite? If you have a favorite, because they are so beautiful.
Yes. I'll tell you the one that's the most personal to me is Kiss Away. You know, I just, the lyrics to that song are, "Can kiss away your pain, put a Band-Aid on your heart so you can live." And, you know, just so many of us, we carry pain from relationships, people that have hurt us or just various situations. You know, we may be mourning the loss of a loved one. Just everybody's got something that they're dealing with. And, you know, I just know that God told me he can take away my pain. He can put a Band-Aid on my heart so that I can live and so that I can continue to have purpose and live out the purpose that he has for me. And so Kiss Away was really the words that God whispered in my ear. And you know, I love performing that at festivals, and I love, you know, sharing that message every
And that's why I asked.
Yes,
and that's exactly why I asked, because I've heard it, yes.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and play it then. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, here it is, Kiss Away from Miss Kayla Waters from her new album, Co-Evolve. Here it is on Up Close and Personal. something that this whole album does for you. It just kisses away your troubles, your everything. It is such a pleasure to hear your artistry come through. It's like your soul is pouring to each and every track.
Yes, that's the goal. You know, I want people to feel that every time they listen, like, you know, not just one song is good, but I want every song to have that same intent and same passion and positivity. That's the intent of every album and every song that I write.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you are the one that you are doing the singing part in that song.
Yep, I sang the vocals on Kiss Away.
Yep, the whole package. Now, how's your sister doing? I haven't seen y'all since we were at the Birchmere.
She's doing great. We actually just turned, you know, I'm a twin, so we actually just turned 30 for 19th. So we turned 30, so we're in the 30 and over club now. So, yeah, but you know what? Funny, my dad actually surprised us and flew in because we were originally supposed to go to Atlanta for our 30th and have a little get together, but you know, COVID and everything, so we decided to cancel that. But we were really bummed because we always spend our birthdays with our parents. It's just like we always hang out with them. We love hanging out with them on our birthday. And so the whole day I just kept saying, man, I wish dad was here. And so we ended up going to Ruth Chris for dinner, and I was like, well, you know, if dad would have surprised us, he would have been here early. So he didn't. At that point I was like, okay, he's not going to surprise us. So it was about 6:30. We walked in to, you know, our dinner table, and dad was sitting there, and I lost it. So, like, we are still girls till the end.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I remember a few years back, I said, how the little girls doing? And he looked at me, he goes, Annie, they're not little girls anymore, but they will always be my little girls.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, he is amazing as well. Oh, my God. Now, you have been awarded several honors in the district area. You were the Rising Star. You were given honor with the Rising Star Jazz Award from the Black Women in Jazz and Arts Foundation. Can you tell me more about that? And also, you won Best Jazz Artist Award at the Whammies in D.C.
Yeah, so that was an incredible honor and achievement. So the Black Women in Music and Arts Foundation, that is actually based in Atlanta, Georgia, and so my stepmom actually got me connected with that organization, and originally I was just going to go and attend the award ceremony, and, you know, they did a little bit more research about me, and they said, no, we need to get you nominated, and so I ended up getting nominated and won that award, so that was a beautiful achievement. And then, of course, the Whammies, it was an honor to be recognized by my area. You know, D.C. is my home. I've been here, you know, since Howard days, since 08. So D.C. truly, the DMV area truly feels like my home. And just to be recognized by my hometown was great. So definitely a blessing.
Awesome. That is so sweet, so sweet. Okay, let's see. Yeah, during one time, and nobody knows this, after I had the mouth surgery and everything, you know, I took off from doing the show for about a year and a half. And I'm just coming back. You're actually my second guest coming back. And, yeah. And I did Uber.
Okay.
I did Uber during that time. Oh, God, what a nightmare. But you know what made it fun was playing the music, because that's all in my car and the house. Everywhere I go is my jazz. And so happened that I had one customer, and I was listening to your song. Your song came on my USB drive, and he was, oh, can you rewind that? You know, he said, I'm sorry that it's not live live radio, you know, that you could rewind it. So your car has that capability. And I said, yes, my car does have that capability, but I don't even need that because I could rewind it. It's my, on my USB. It's on my car. He goes, oh, okay, I want to hear that song again. And while he's listening to the song, right, we were at a light, I started going through my pictures, and I said, see, and I know her.
Oh!
And I know her. I started doing my little bit of bragging, and I told her about you and, you know, your dad and everything, you know. He was like, oh, wow. So, yeah.
Awesome.
That's my little Kayla Water story. I popped the picture. Yeah, I know her.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, Eden's Gold, there's something about that song that I love. What is it? What was behind that particular song?
Yeah, and so Eden, you know, comes from the Garden of Eden, you know. I feel like, you know, that's the place where I would love to see. Love to see the Garden of Eden, and it's a pure place, and so gold represents purity, and so, you know, it just really takes you to that heavenly place, and it just reminds me of what heaven would look like and what it would sound like, and its beauty and in its purity and all of its refining and refinement. So that's the meaning behind that song.
Well, I think Eden's Gold means that it's brought you to us, and it shows through your music, and that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You are Eden's Gold, for sure, for sure. So
wow.
I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that song. I think it's just beautiful. Every single track, like I said, from beginning to end on this album, it's just amazingly beautiful. And what you get from it, and tomorrow, it's going to be snowing out here. Girl, I hope you're ready, because they're saying down by you, it's gonna supposed to be like 6 to 8 inches. Over here by me, it's supposed to be like 12. So this is the perfect time, if someone doesn't have this album, to get it, download it on Amazon, and sit back and chill with the music and watch the snow flow.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, here it is, Eden Skull from Miss Kayla Waters' new album, Co-Evolve.
Thank you.
And one thing I forgot to mention when we played the first song, Sapphire, 2 years ago, on your birthday, Sapphire hit number one on the Billboard. Am I correct?
Yeah. It sure did. It really did. Birthday, that was.
Wow.
That was impactful. Yeah, I remember getting the text from Jeff and Les on my birthday because we were waiting for all the Billboard stations to report in, and it ended up going number one because it was sitting at number two for a couple of weeks. It was at number two for like 6 weeks, and so it finally bumped up on my birthday. So I was overjoyed.
My friend had called me one day telling me, your girl is on BET. Your girl is on BET. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she says, Kim's water. I said, you mean Kayla? Said, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I can't keep up with that child. I don't know where she is. Killing up somewhere.
Right. Always something.
How was you play that day? I think it was the Black Girls Rock Award show or something like that. It was in
I can't believe it'll be 5 years in April. But I knew the music director Kim Burst, and she's actually the creative director for Beyonce for several years, and I had connected with her while I was in LA 1 year. And originally, again, I was just supposed to go to this award, so she invited me to and check out the show. And so the show, I never forget, it was on Friday, April 1st, and I remember she sent me a text on Wednesday, Wednesday, March 30th. And so she sent me a text. She's like, hey, I need an extra keyboard player for Gladys Knight. Can you learn these songs? I was like, heck yes. So I had to learn, not only was it for Gladys Knight, but it was for Corinne Billy Ray, Imani Usori. It was for Marcia Ambrosius and Gladys Knight. So it was a couple of songs that I had to learn. So I was really grateful. But it was like, you just never know when you're going to get that call. And so I had to learn all that music the same day. The next day, I had to drive up to Newark, New Jersey, because the taping was at the New Jersey. So to learn all that material, I got the text around 8 o'clock Wednesday night, learned all the material. I actually drove up to my mom's house that night after I learned all the songs. And then the next day, Thursday, I drove up to Newark. So I didn't have as long of a drive. We were in rehearsal that whole day from like 1 p.m. to close to 10 p.m. I had to go run to the mall real quick, get an outfit, and then Friday was the taping. So it was a very, you had to be on it,
Wow. Well, I bet you didn't take you long to get an outfit because you're such a, classy dresser anyway, so.
Yes, I love classy looks.
Yes, and that you have. You're not only classy, but you have the look too. Like I said, you walk your walk.
Yeah.
Now, Cocoa Earth, I think you said a little bit about that before. What was the inspiration for that song?
Yeah, so I'm trying. So actually, Cocoa Earth comes right after Eden's Gold, and so Cocoa Earth is actually, the album is talking about being underground. And so, I taste and see that the Lord is good, but that was the scripture that came to mind for that song, taste and see. So that's the cocoa earth. But being underground is a beautiful thing, letting God work through you and letting God, till your soil and prune you. And I just wanted to let people know that process, although it's hard, it's also beautiful, and you can taste and see the goodness of God through that. So that was the meaning behind that song. And then my Kelly, she's actually playing flute on that song, and she's a wonderful flautist, and she tours with me as well. So that was a nice little touch for that one.
Amen. Now, before I play that song, what, I mean, your faith, your spirituality, does that come, is that something that you were raised with, something that just came? Because, I mean, I know families, you know, and one person might be one way, one another person might be the other, but you are so grounded in your faith. And the way you know, your spirit moves, is that something that just came to you like everything else has, as far as, you know, that is nature to you, second nature to you? It's just like you were born with it. Is that the case here?
Well, so I've always grown up in, well, I grew up in church, you know, ever since I was a little girl. But I didn't really, you know, I grew closer to God, you know, I would say more in my early to mid 20s. That's where I really began to have a relationship, you know, worshiping, prayer life. So, prior to that, I would say that my walk with God was kind of more on the surface. But, you know, me living by myself, I got to spend a lot of time with God. I got to get into my word and identify who he calls me to be. And so it's a result of a beautiful relationship that God and I have cultivated for several years, and it's ever evolving. But that time, he spent a lot of time on me, and I've spent a lot of time with God. So it's just a result of having a beautiful relationship with him.
Amen. And I know that it must feel great to be able to have that. So many of us seek that, you know. And sometimes it just doesn't happen, but I'm so happy to see that, you know, and it comes through your music, it comes through your personality, it comes through all of you, and I'm really proud of you. and here it is, Coco's Earth. Thank you. say for myself, music is my life. I have to have music in the house 24/7. I love inspiring music. I love music that makes me feel things. And when I go on to shows, you know, not only am I totally involved in the musician and the way they play, you know, you could see so much joy, so much love, so much energy coming out from you when you're playing. How does it feel for you when you're playing and getting the reception you do from your fans?
It's just a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling to just have to have that support, you know. And you know, I don't take it for granted. And you know, when I'm on stage, I give my all. You know, like you said earlier, I zone out, and you know, I just play. I play from my heart. But just to have that support when I get off stage and to hear, you know, how everyone has been blessed by the music, it's just humbling. It's humbling, and I never take that for granted. And that actually fuels me a lot of times, just to hear people's heart, just to hear how my show or how my music has impacted them. It really, really blesses me.
Amen. And this is the time. This is the time when not only do we need inspiring music as yours, but we just need each other, you know, and know that we are there for one another, and especially in times like lately. So, but anyways, it's been so real to have you, actually unreal to have you on the show, to see you, you know, to know of you and seeing you so many times as you were growing up and now becoming this amazing artist. And I so look forward to hearing so much more from you. It excites me to know that you're working on a new album.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited about it. It's like each album, it just gets better and better because I'm growing as a composer. I'm growing as a producer. And so you can hear the growth within each album. It's like each album is a story, you know, but it's my hope that when people look at my discography over years of time, they can see my story and hear my story from a bigger picture, and then hear the beautiful moments from each album.
Amen. Well, happy belated birthday. And again, hopefully I'll get to see you soon. You know, you can either come up this way, or I could come down that way, or we could meet halfway. We're only 45 minutes from each other, so there's no excuse. And I want to wish you the very, very best. And the next time you see Dad, please say hello on my behalf. I'm trying to contact him to have him on the show sometime in January or February. So hopefully that will happen. But I'm going to play this last song because I'm sure you got to go. And I want you to know that I love you and that I'm so proud of you. And again, I look forward to so much more from you. I know that I might not be here, you know, in a decade or whatever from now, but I know you and your music will go on, and that I could leave this earth knowing that that's something that will happen.
Thank you, Annie, and I'm sending you my love, and I pray y'all are here in another decade.
Most definitely, I pray so too. What, in 2 weeks I'll be, what, 63? I can't wait. I can't wait because I'm really loving life. Really loving it. So, yep. Okay, well, here it is, Full Bloom, and we'll come back and say goodbye to Miss Kayla Waters. But in the meantime, here's Full Bloom, another song that has hit the number one charts, and it's just as beautiful as any other songs in this album. Here it is, Full Bloom, from Miss Kayla Waters. darling, I do have one last question. I know we got to go.
Okay.
When you first came out with I Am, you know, I was thrilled. And then looking through your website, you know, people just put their name, you know, their name at .com, right? You made, when you did yours, to me, I don't know what it was, to me it was like you made a statement, I am Kayla Waters. Is that what,
yes.
You know, and I've been meaning to ask you that from the beginning of, and it just, you know, once you get old, things just go over your head. But I always say she made a statement. She is here to state, I am Kayla Waters.
You know, because actually prior to me releasing that single, my social media handles were Kayla Keys. Everybody knew me as Kayla Keys with a Z on it and kind of like a Lee Keys. And, you know, that's when God was dealing with me about identity. Now, you don't have to be like an Alicia Keys or you know, I want you to be who I called you to be, and that's Kayla Waters. And so I'm so happy that I got that revelation, and it was really a statement of this is who I am. I'm unique. I am different. I'm called by God. I'm anointed by God. This is who I am, and I'm ready to make my mark on the world.
Amen. I knew I couldn't be too far wrong. I knew it. I said she made a statement with that I am Kayla Waters, and every time I think, you know, yes, that's her. Well, honey, again, so proud of you. I love your music. You are unique. We have many pianists. We have many classical people in the genre. And everywhere, you know, music is going. But do know that you are unique. Your music is different. Your vibe is everything about you is not only unique but different. And that's why we love it so much. And may you continue to get the best that God will give you, to give anyone, let it that be served upon you. You are just wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Not a problem. And we'll keep in touch. And in the meantime, please get Co-Evolved. You can find it on Amazon, iTunes, any and everywhere that great music is sold. And you could also go to Kayla's website, iamkaylawater.com, and get all the information you need about this beautiful, talented, amazing young lady. Kayla, may God continue to bless you, and don't forget us little people here, okay?
Oh, never. I look forward to coming in Frederick one day.
Yes, please. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're thanking Kayla Waters for coming on Up Close and Personal with yours truly, Latin Jazzy. And again, thank you, honey, and have a wonderful rest of your day, your weekend. Please stay safe and keep your head up.
All righty, you too, Annie, and I'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you as well. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.